Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Wampanoags. Good morning. Today's Adventure in Creation is to look closely at a Native American Indian tribe from the 17th century that was very important to how America came to be. Romans 1. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power, divine nature, have been the clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. God had already had a people group in America that loved creation. The Wampanoag tribe lived in the area of the states of Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island, New York, and are one of many nations in North America that lived here long before the Europeans came. Their name means people of the first light, or Easterners. As we learn about this special people, we will be learning about the Thanksgiving story almost 500 years ago. The Wampanoags called Earth Turtle Island. They were ever blessed by the bountiful land they lived on. They traced their living here to a long time ago. The Wampanoags believe in balance and respect for all gifts from the Creator. They lived in the forest and valleys in the winter and spent their spring and summers near ponds, rivers, and ocean to plant crops, fish, and gather food from the forest. Their main food sources were maize, which is a corn, beans, and squash. They were fishermen and also ate fruit. Their homes were called wetas, a round-shaped hut made of sticks and grass. Their language was called Massachusetts, which is also the name of the state where the Pilgrims now landed. Their tribe lost many people to disease. Like so many of the New World natives, did that when they caught illnesses from the population and other diseases. The Native Americans that lived in North America had great love for nature, God's creation. They did not know Jesus or what He did, but like Romans 1 says, many knew God, the great Creator, from His creation. Thank you, God, for Your beautiful creation that still catches our breath, even those who have not heard of You. Thank You for the Wampanoags and God's creation they loved. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.